A bhaile am cur fad cheirú as a chléir seo, seachlé, sé Fiona McArdle meis. I'm Fiona McArdle and you're very welcome to this programme which is called Seachlé. In this edition of Seachlé, on Seachlé and Ciart Seo, I was telling you about the Arhents an Manann last time, so we'll be finding out about and hearing the song that will be going forward to represent the island in the Pan-Celtic International Song Contest in Letterkenny, County Donegal in April. And we'll be looking at another song in Manx, but it's the recording rather than the song which is of major historic importance because it was recorded in 1907. Merhilshin and Kirtsjeri, Gaus Jach and Felia Varechet, Lurish Conn O'Connell and Skillarney, Uns Naiki Jeg Nenjeg as Tree Feed, Jinti Vosh Nierin, Breton as Britain Beg. Nisanmas of Lenshen, Hag Olu Meredith Evans, an Arenader as Erd Scholier, Quirra de Conn O'Connell, Dussan Eistad Vod Genid Lythol Uns Banger. Mer Ertus Jen Rizunacht on Shen, Tan Felia, Varechet Lurish Conn O'Connell uns Nike Jeg Day Egg as Tree Feed, as uns Dach Blain Lugshen, Eng Olsjach Manan and Chorn as Nolben. Rishkust of Linton, High and Failure Ercomel Egg Bunnus Jeremy Avril as Toshach Walden. Anshibi, Renna Chachter and Voshen Chorn, Sajak Amach, the Vel Toshach Walden, Nachre Fieskan Shoal, uns Tradishunen Blio Jane Chorn. Erlie ons padsto tan obios goler as shachn lugshen ta Helston Florida on. As erfe shen, renad kachle de te failure de hachna doilid shen as nish te ons shachn acheish. As I mentioned last time, I've been organising the Arhents an Manann for about 15 years now to provide a competition to decide what song will be going forward to represent the Isle of Man in the Pan-Celtic International Song Contest, which attracts a prize of €1,000. A prize won by the Manx entry the other year by Sian Scoil with the song Tarn Me Tai. This year there were two songs put forward initially by Matt Creer. Versions in English of both these songs are included on his new album, which is called Patient Steps. And that also includes a version in English of his song These Walls. The Manx version of that won Matt the prize for a new composition in traditional style in the Pan-Celtic traditional singing competition a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, Matt then realised that he wouldn't be able to get back from Letterkenny to the island in time for a commitment he'd already made for Douglas Choral Union's final rehearsals for their show Spamalot, which starts the week after, so he had to withdraw from the competition. But lo and behold, just at the vital moment, another song appeared. However, a song has to be up to an acceptable standard, so there still had to be adjudicators. And on Saturday evening, they were David Kilgallen, Dot Saunders and James O'Meara. Let's hear Juan Collister introducing the song, explaining about the words and tune, and then we'll hear the song itself. After that, we'll hear David Kilgallen say a few words about it, on behalf of the adjudicators, as we find out what name the singers and musicians involved will perhaps be going under.
So John Dogg wrote 497 songs in 1971, and he's always saying, you've got to come and sing some of my songs. So I thought, right, this year we'll do something, so we'll do the Arhents an Manann, but we were too late. But we got in the end and we're here now. So yeah, Dad wrote the song and Phil Kelly translated it into Manx. And it's Leaving the Unfergada. And Katie wrote the tune to go. I texted Katie and said, I've got some songs here, Katie. There's at centre about six songs. If you like any of these, just try and stick a tune to one. She said, I like that last one. I was like, all right, see if you can stick a tune to it. And then she's like, what about this? Like, literally 5 minutes later. She wrote a song. So yeah, in Fergada.
Go to Gemma Cree, my dear girl.
the normal part of the evening where we say, you know, that was it's a tough job to try to decide just who we're going to send to Pan Celtic. And it was a tough job, actually. But I'm sure you will agree, tonight's group were great anyway, and they did a really good job, and I enjoyed the song. We all enjoyed the song, actually. The Manx was good, the song was memorable, it was catchy. I think you remember it, don't you? He sung it at the bar. I asked him to sing it at the bar, he sung it back to me, so that worked. Nice one, Katie. So, tick, tick. All we've really got to do is to present this award. So for you guys, but we're not quite sure your name.
Drock Yindus.
Drock Yindus. Evil Wonder.
Evil Knievel and Wonder Woman.
They've got the outfits too, I've seen them. I've seen your outfits. So if you can bring your outfits to Pan Celtic this year, like Wonder Woman thing, I'm sure it worked really good. But also, if the rumours are true that John Dodd really has written 400 songs, well, a rinse on Malin is sorted for like the next half millennia. So make sure you come along, stick it in your diaries. You can do that recurring thing for like the next 500 years. It works on Apple. Get your asses along. So, and well done, guys. So yeah, come and get this. So.
Duan Colister introduced the song An Fair Gada, with original lyrics by his father, John Dog Colister, translated into Manx by Phil Kelly, RBV. The tune was composed by Katie Lawrence, whom we heard on piano. We heard John Dog's daughter, Jo, playing the low whistle, and the vocals were by husband and wife team, Duan Colister and Jo Erner, and collectively they may, or may not, be known as Drock Yindus. That was what they were suggesting last Saturday evening when they were put on the spot. Let's take a closer look at the lyrics of the song.
We'll hear the verses of John Dog Colister's English version interspersed with the Manx translation by Phil Kelly, RBV. Leaving thee, and fair gada. I look back with deep regret at the disappearing isle. The horizon's getting higher, I can hardly raise a smile. That never-forgotten island, which once was my childhood home, I'm leaving fond memories and going away alone. Yich mi me yai lesh aris, ernalion, vaskelol rom, astoli dau min gheira, morvish ges soja vorm, an alion nyau yerudach, Sail sonahem the row. Deg me machunyan graiach, as high me malumukan vow. The gulls, they all still follow the boat across the foam. Their calling seems to beckon for me to go back home. Now all that's left that I can see is the island's towering peak. Ahead and coming into view, the destiny that I seek. Ta folyanan gairt er a veda, raish er a varag damai, tan gillach och fos mejorm, a chajed a marasht and try. Nish chanel beg jira agen, tan a bingerd fegit the bray. Lash yiri and trimshach ons machri, an cron a moor tami gairt er. The island, filled with beauty, it pains my heart to see you disappearing slowly as I am leaving thee. An alien lint lesh elid, ve gortach a machri, machir hui, gol ar gul, chauds lesh grom moor, deg me.
This year's Arens on Manon. An Fair Gada, which may be performed by Drock Yindus, but certainly by Duan, Jo, and Katie, whatever they choose to call themselves. An An hieru le jeg Gerach Iauri an deit jay Bess Sophia Morrison ons pertna hinja sa vlein naiki jeg as shach jeg. Da vlein na da henna va Claire de Hachetan fayan le ons kunyachtan ar kid blein e beish as va tashpanas ar ye ons a tai tashti ons dulish va jinnu ur delia ar bay as oba Sophia Morrison. Mae'r arn Jane Tashbunas fe grau lot da sy'n dygre ffonograff rhaegyn. Hai a cionycha liorys Sophia Morrison tra fi yn sgrwdea Jane Cheja Chilgach. Fan Cheja Chilgach hyn y cwrdd y bwn sie ffid blaen y dy hynna. Mae'r dwrt mi yn cyrt Jerry. As er y ffe sy'n bu strain dy hachat yn car na blina dy ynw ydeilio Jane Cheja Chilgach sie ffid. Anshibi, Erashgus yn ffonograff, fa leis yn Cheja Chilgach. Fa jinnw ima jay caw recordus yn jay slai fa lort na goel aren o'n sgilg. As er y ffe sien, foddi da fel ei begyn yndisach, nach fel erach da siwnach fanyn, yn jinnw yr deilio jay na recordus yn, fa jint ho chwilion da flinta na da henna. Sophia Morrison's death on the 14th of January 1917 was a great blow to the cultural life of the Isle of Man, because she was such a central figure in so many aspects of it. One of the projects she was involved with was the purchasing of an Edison phonograph for the Manx Language Society in 1905, expecting to record colloquial Manx and living folk song. Unfortunately, many of the people she was hoping to record were anxious to make a good impression as good, upright Christian souls, and were keener on leaving a legacy of Bible readings and hymns. Nevertheless, that wouldn't have accounted for everything, and it would have made a very interesting archive to hear a range of Manx voices from 1905, 6 or 7. However, after Sophia Morrison's death, a housemaid was apparently found using wax cylinders as useful aids to lighting the fire. The remainder had been listened back to in their original wax state, rather than having more durable impressions made, so had been damaged by that, and then they were poorly stored, so it was thought that nothing could be salvaged. However, in connection with the exhibition for the commemoration of the centenary of Sophia Morrison's death, British Library specialists were able to recover sound from some cylinders, and these were of John Nelson, recorded in 1907. Bob Carswell's been listening to one of the recordings, trying to find out a bit more.
Yes, well, first of all, I feel an excuse is in order, really. The name of this programme is Shark Lay, which means something like a 7 day. And generally, not rigidly, but generally, though, we try to look ahead to what cultural events are coming up in the next 7 days, or review things from the past 7 days. Well, now, as Fiona was just saying there, Sophia Morrison's death occurred on the 14th of January, so I suppose that's some sort of loose link. But that was back in 1917. Now, 2 years ago, in commemoration of the centenary of Sophia Morrison's death, Yvonne Cresswell curated a special exhibition for Manx National Heritage in the Manx Museum in Douglas. Now, it was something in that exhibition that caught my attention, and I intended then to follow it up, but one thing or another, I'm sorry to say that I didn't get round to it until just recently. So, scarcely a 7 day? Well, no, not even a 2 year. In fact, what I was looking at takes us back not even 102 years to the death of Sophia Morrison, but 112 years to 1907. So, all a bit outside the normal parameters of Shach Lay. And it concerns a man called John Nelson. And I found out a bit more about John Nelson from his obituary in the Isle of Man Examiner and from other little newspaper articles following his death, actually, at the age of 70 in 1910. So that means he was born about 1840. He was originally from Ballyjockey in Andrus and followed agriculture for some time, probably helping out his father. Then he went for a draper to a shop in Ramsey, before going off to Bolton to work in the tanning trade. And when he came back to Ramsey, he set up in that trade here. In fact, he lived in Bark Lane, which is a clue to the trade of tanning or barking, which was very important, not just for leather, but also for sails. Fishing boats and all those other craft had sets of sails, and they had spares, so they all had to be barked to make them hardy against the elements. In the 1880s, John Nelson became involved in catering in the Albion Hotel, which went on to become Ascog Hall in Ramsey, and in 1909 became the licensee of the Waterloo Hotel. Now, it was remarked on that although John Nelson served liquor on the premises, he himself was a strict abstainer. He was also a church warden in St. Paul's Church in Ramsey. And John Nelson was also known for being a scholar of the Manx language, very willing to help others, and with a penchant for versification. And with his Christian zeal, he used this to translate hymns, particularly those of Ira D. Sankey. Well, the preacher Dwight Moody and the musician Ira Sankey had visited Britain in the 1870s with their revivalist evangelical Christian mission, and Sankey's settings of hymns had become very popular. The Isle of Man Examiner had a column for those learning Manx, and John Nelson's translations were printed as part of that. Amongst his translations of hymns printed in the Isle of Man Examiner was one in 1903, and that was his translation of Jane E. Hall's hymn, The New Name, which had been set to music by Ira D. Sankey. There are actually three verses in the original Sankey hymn, but John Nelson translates only the first two. And this is how they appeared. And in fact, they appeared, I mentioned, going back 112 years. Well, now we're going to go back 116 years, because this is how they appeared in the Isle of Man Examiner in 1903. Yaumach enam no esh hos un shen, onsen chir vai grenia grenia shen, tre nimaj mi jail na island ben, sin chir grenia shen. Enam no, vis ein hos un shen. Yaumach enam no esh ons clach ben, chavodj nen lai creta scrut un shen. Desen sleshen clach yau vis un shen, tre te ser ahin. Clach gyal ben, vis ein hos un shen. Well, using the Edison phonograph that Sophia Morrison purchased for the Manx Language Society in 1905, recordings were made of John Nelson in 1907. Now, I mentioned he was a church warden, and there are recordings of him going through part of a service from the Book of Common Prayer. He also recorded his version of The New Name. And these wax cylinder recordings were digitised by the British Library for the Manx Museum in 2016, and they could be heard in the exhibition. Although I must say there was very little suggestion of the, well, in my opinion, historical importance of the fact that these were recordings made of a Manxman recorded in the early 20th century. John Nelson's performance of The New Name varies slightly from the written version, and at the end of the first verse and chorus, where I was saying Enam No, where Jane E. Hall had a new name, with natural emphasis on new, John Nelson uses enim no, and that's an unnatural emphasis on the second part of enum. And the other thing is, agreement of adjectives with feminine nouns and other grammatical changes aren't consistent in the way it's done, as you'd expect, in fact, in late spoken Manx. And rather than yaumaj and nimaj, John Nelson sings yaumine and nimine. And where the written version uses grainia, there seems to be a trace of an ach ending on occasion, which might reflect grienach, although it seems to be pronounced grenach on every occasion, more or less. On one occasion, he does seem to vary the repetition, grienach, grenach, he seems to say. But anyway, this is a recording of John Nelson singing in Manx to his own banjo accompaniment, and it was recorded in 1907, which I think is just an incredibly important historic artefact in its own right.
In 348, Sankey, The New Name. Yeah, my dear, don't know that you're my friend. Come, then, you're my friend. might be gale nairen ben, than your grainer gen, no, let us don't gen, no, let us don't. Meinen im Norden hier bei Gen, unten hier bei Grüne Gen, Grüne mein Begehle heilen bin, dann hier Grüne Gen. Hier meinen im Norden ganz flott bin, erwarten bleib Grüne Schrutten Gen. Dekken van jouw pisterken, ready, ready, heen. Klokjouw ben, west zijn gezanken. Klokjouw ben, west zijn gezanken. Jou mijn eden nou echt gezanken, anten je bij grinje ken, grinje mijn beelde heiden ben, dan je grinje ken. Jou mijn eden nou dat je bij ken, anten je bij grinje ken, Granny might be gale, I don't bend, don't you bring it again.
The 1907 recording of John Nelson singing a version of his own translation into Manx of an American revivalist hymn, set to music by Ira D. Sankey. This coming Sunday, the 20th of January, the band Clash 4 will be playing a live session and having a chat with Christy De Haven on her Manx radio programme Sunday Soundtrack between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 31st of January, Clash 4 will be performing at the White House in Peel. We'll remind you of that next time and on the 31st itself. Achnish, Sainduan, Duna, Kermach, Shoj, Eshachle. Shachleg will be back next Thursday. But now, from me, Fiona McArdle, Fiona McArdle, Slendu.